Welcome to Teens Talk on Youth Express, recorded live from Safayette High School. This is Annika Henkel, and I'm a ninth grader here at Safayette. Joining me are Tatum Sanders, Mia Fraps, and Nadia Bukhtab.
Today we'll be discussing animal shelters as well as turtle extinction due to straws, but first we're going to talk about China postponing the ban on big game hunting. So China first announced that they will be allowing like hospitals to use like the tiger bone and like also like rhino horns like to use as medicine. So like do you think like that's like a good thing that they're going to be using that, or it's like a bad thing for that?
I personally don't think that this is a good thing because both of these animal groups are on the like extinction list, and several groups actually did protest, and that's why they are planning on postponing to research more about it before they actually lift the ban.
I agree and disagree. Like, if it's for medical use, I think that maybe like they shouldn't be doing it as much, but still, if it's like something that someone needs and they're really sick, yeah, maybe. But at the same time, they're also on the extinction list and global wildlife is at harm, so.
I also disagree. I think that the tigers and rhinos are more important than taking the parts of them to use for like medical usage.
Some people also just use them to like just hunt, and like they're not even like, there's like no regard to them. They just like, you do it like almost like for fun, like out in regard that they're close to not even existing anymore.
There's also like many other uses of like other medicine that one can use to get rid of like an illness rather than using bones or parts of animals.
I think that like because they're using the bones in like the rhino horns, like how would they really help someone in like a medical use? So I don't really understand why they would want that. Maybe just because people want it as like a souvenir, but they're still harming animals. So I don't get the point of that.
I don't get the point of it either. It just doesn't make any sense, especially when they know like if there's not many of them left, why would they like go hunting for them rather than like other animals that who aren't on the verge of not existing anymore?
This ban was made 25 years ago for a reason, and I think that if they get rid of it now, it would kind of just get rid of like the whole entire like first like initial response to the extinction of them.
Going back to just the medicine thing, like it just doesn't make any sense of why they would use them for medicine, because I just don't see the point of it. I don't feel like it's helping anything, especially towards them.
So the next topic that we'll be discussing about is the straws that are harming the turtle population. And this is Tatum Sanders on Youth Express.
So on to the worldwide known issue of straws. A lot of plastic is found in oceans every single year, and a lot of it is straws. What do you guys think about the whole entire straw issue?
I just don't like understand why they would have them if they're going to just litter them and put them in the ocean. Like they know like animals can get sick and it could harm them in like certain ways. And like there's a lot of articles and stuff about them just getting rid of straws permanently for that, but I feel like at the same time it's not necessary to get rid of them because people still use them every day when they're having a drink or something.
I know like whenever I go on vacation somewhere like further south, the straws are always like paper. And then like when you're up here where there's like not an ocean or anything, they're plastic straws. I think that's like kind of weird. What do you guys think about that?
I also agree. Whenever I went on vacation, the hotel only had paper straws, and several restaurants that we went to didn't even offer straws. Also, Starbucks is planning on getting rid of straws completely by 2020, and many locations already don't have any straws available.
They said they might like put in metal straws, and to be honest, I would not want to use a metal straw. That just, I have to chew on a straw. Like, that sounds weird, but I have to, and I just would not be able to do that with a metal straw, because it just bothers me.
In an article, it says there's over 8 million tons of plastic in the oceans, and I think that they should have done something about this before, like, the turtles have actually been, like, starting to go extinct. That's what I think.
And it's not only turtles, too. Several other marine life, like, groups are also on the extinction list now because of other plastic types. And it's estimated that America uses 500 million straws each day, and a single straw just already takes 500 years to just dissolve.
I feel like though, like since the straws are in the ocean, I think obviously most of the straws are from the people. Do you guys think that's like on us that because of the turtles are getting harmed?
And actually now that I think about it, it probably is on us.
I agree. I think it's on us. No one else really uses straws except for humans, and it's us who's putting it in the oceans because we don't have a better plan to get rid of them or recycle them.
I agree. I think it's not that hard to recycle plastic instead of just throwing it out on the beach.
Animals get harmed like every day from this. And like down south, in Hilton Head especially, there's a lot of turtles like on the sand and stuff. So like if there's just stuff in the sand or in the ocean, like it could just harm them because they're like babies too.
So moving on to the next topic about animal shelters, what do you guys think about animal shelters doing euthanization?
Well, for anyone who doesn't know what that means, in animal shelters, if an animal is in there for too long, they decide to put them down. And I think it's terrible because think about like orphans too. Like if an orphan's in an orphanage for so long, it's not like they'll put them down either.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's really unethical. And if I were the person who had to do this every day as a job, I would not feel very happy either.
I don't understand like why they have to put them down. If they're in there for so long, they should be taking care of them and giving them what they need to survive, not trying to take that away from them.
It just doesn't make any sense because like if they're in there for so long and like say it's a puppy, like and it's been there for like a year and it still hasn't been adopted, like what's the, like there's no harm in that. Like it's still a puppy that still has so much longer to live. It might just not have found the right family yet for them.
I agree. I think it's also really hard on the workers. Several times, animals who have been in shelters for a longer time tend to create different bonds with the workers. And if the animal is being euthanized for no reason except for being there for too long, then that kind of can put a mental toll on other people too.
I feel like if they have like those special bonds with like the owners and like the people who run the shelter, like I just don't understand. Like if they think they've been in there for so long, why don't they just like take them home instead and care for them instead of just leaving them there because they know that there's a possibility that they're going to die.
And it says on this website that there's 6 to 8 million animals that are in shelters, and that's a lot of animals, and there's 2.7 million animals that are being killed because of this, and that's a large portion of.
Not only to mention this, but it's also really costly for the euthanization, and it's costing animal shelters a lot more probably to euthanize the animal than to keep it into the shelter.
I agree. Even if an animal is in a shelter for a long time, they can even do fostering just so the number of animals being euthanized declines.
There are certain kinds of pets that people are more interested in, like in at shelters. I feel like some people, they almost don't want them because they know, like, maybe they haven't been taken care of as well as, like, they would be when they're, like, with their mom or with their dad, like, originally. Like, where we got my dog, he was with his family. He wasn't, like, just, like, at a shelter.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like us as people can also maybe try and adopt dogs more. Like, yeah, it's okay if you go into a breeder and get a dog, but if you want to, you can always go to a shelter and get a dog there.
That concludes this episode of Teens Talk on Youth Express, recorded live from South Fayette High School. Special thanks to the listeners. We welcome your feedback and input. Please address comments to info@youthexpress.org. You're listening to Youth Express, all youth, all the time. To hear this podcast again or others like it, find us on SoundCloud, Facebook, or at youthexpress.org. Youth Express, catch the future.